Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, number one tonight at the top six. At six, it's Pavu and Death Ed Coffee for Your Head. All the way from Vancouver, Pavu's joining me on the phone right now, live. What's going on, buddy?
Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's up? How's everything going out west?
It's going good. It's chilling. It's getting hotter out here, so it's nice.
We got the sun shining here. We just came out of a heat wave last week. It sucked.
Oh, dang. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, it is summer. What do you expect, right?
Yeah, true.
During this pandemic, you got a new hobby. I've been seeing it everywhere all over the internet. Are you not skateboarding as much? You're bird watching?
No, I'm still skateboarding a lot. It's just like sometimes I have to take a break because like my ankles get twisted or something. But yeah, I started bird watching as well.
I used to be a skater when I was younger. Let me tell you right now, you will have problems when you get older. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my knees and ankles are just a mess right now.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, everything catches up with you. Every injury you have when you're younger comes back to haunt you. So how serious are you with this bird watching right now? I mean, do you got the binoculars? Do you have the bird apps and everything?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I got a bird app, and I started like studying some of the common birds out here and everything. And then I needed to get a pair of binoculars, and then I went to film a video the other day, and some guy just gave me like a free pair, and I was like, what the heck? It was a good time.
Hey, let's talk music hero. Pocket Change was your first single. It was released back on SoundCloud 2017. And now it took some time, but Deathbed, okay, the song, it is fantastic. It's hot everywhere. Mix Nation, number one on the top six is six. But the song actually came out about a year ago, and we all know it takes a little while for some songs to connect. But when you actually came up with the concept for the song, when you wrote the song, produced the song, did you think to yourself, I got something here?
I mean, I liked the song myself, but I had no idea that, like, it was going to do that good or blow up or that other people would like it that much. I was really thinking just make, like, every song I make, like, I just try to make it however I want it to sound and, like, until I like the sound of it. And, yeah, I guess that one, a lot of other people, like, related with and stuff. So it was really cool.
And that's the right way to make music, actually, when you're writing for yourself and you're not writing for, you know, I got to write a hit. Obviously, it's got to be more enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Now, you've been around music for years, though. I mean, you're no stranger to music. Obviously, you got the bug from your dad. And I've seen it everywhere in interviews that you grew up with hip hop. But your dad obviously was a punker, but the influence obviously is there because you can hear it with your style of music. For a guy as young as you, what made you kind of go with that the genre, the lo-fi genre?
At first it was like hip hop, like I just like straight rap and stuff, and then on SoundCloud I'd start hearing like more like lo-fi beats. That's what like the producers would call them, and I just like listen to that in my car, and I just really liked the sound of like the lo-fi beats. And then I realized that there wasn't too many like people rapping on it, so then I was like, I might as well just start rapping on lo-fi beats.
Now, your dad must be pretty excited about how well you're doing, though, with music, eh?
Yeah, he's super excited. He's my manager, so we're working together on it.
Well, that works out.
Yeah.
I want to know about your EP, Poems of the Past. Lots of song about relationships. And I give you props because writing about relationships is hard. I mean, there's a certain vulnerability there. But I understand a lot of your songs are basic, right down to storytelling, really, is what it is. They're not all past relationships you've had. But for many songwriters, it takes having that experience. Where do you find your inspiration for writing a lot of those songs?
I find inspiration in almost everything, I'd say. Like, movies is a big one. Other music is another one. My, like, own relationship or my own past relationships. Like, friends as well, like, telling me stories or, like, what's going on in their life. Yeah, I don't know. I just try to take in, like, everything that's happening.
Have you been playing a lot of video games during the pandemic?
I've played a few. I've been playing Rocket League and Call of Duty a little bit.
Now, I understand you have a girlfriend. Is she a gamer, too?
No, she hates video games.
So when this pandemic is over, I'm sure you want to get out on the road and start performing your songs. I mean, the whole world, your song is everywhere right now. Where would you want to go first?
Probably the States, just because it's close to Canada, and it's, like, pretty big, and I got a lot of friends out there and stuff as well.
And when it comes to social media, where can a lot of the Mix Nation actually catch you? Where do you hang out the most? Are you on the Instagram more? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram the most at POW.FU.
Do you interact with a lot of the fans there?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're doing really well right now. Number one tonight on the Mix 97 Top 66. We wish you all the best, my man.
Thank you, bro. It was nice meeting you.
Here's to the road ahead. Here's to haircut.